Each year, ponds of water form in winter and early spring and dry up in the summer. They're called vernal pools, and they're crucial to animals, including frogs and salamanders. WPSU's Ann Danahy went on a field trip in Center County to find out what goes on after dark at these vernal pools and why they matter.
Jim Julian is taking a group through the woods on a path cut by power lines in search of vernal pools and the creatures that live there in the spring.
What I'm going to ask that if when you're walking, take a look with your flashlights. Make sure that you're looking on the ground because this is the time of year that these animals are migrating. So it's possible that we may actually see them en route to our pond.
An assistant professor of biology at Penn State Altoona, Julian has been leading the Clearwater Conservancy tours for about 15 years. As we make our way in, Julian tells the group to listen.
Those are wood frogs. So you'll hear these guys calling back and forth, and then occasionally you might hear that high-pitched of a spring peeper.
Julian says that once there's a snowmelt and the temperatures are above 40, the animals leave where they've been hibernating to find the same pool year after year. At the pond, Julian tells us to fan out without getting our feet in the water. That's because the salamanders and frogs could be in the leaf litter.
And if you put your flashlights out under the open water, you'll get some eye shine back from the male wood frogs when they come up above water to call.
The frogs hear us at first and quiet down. So while we're waiting for them to resume their serenades, the salamanders make an appearance.
Look, we got Jeffersons and we've got spotted salamanders down in here. So once you get that search pattern for what these guys look like, they'll just be everywhere. Oh, there's a Jefferson right there. There's a Jefferson right below the spotted right there.
Julian says it's the first time he's caught a Jefferson at the pond. It's longer than a spotted one, but not as hefty. The vernal pools, he notes, also have a rich array of aquatic insects, including diving beetles and small crustaceans called fairy shrimp. It doesn't take long for the frogs to overcome their shyness and start calling again.
I think he caught a frog.
Here's the little guy that's making all that noise. One of the little guys.
Julian is holding a small male wood frog.
Listen. What you're hearing from everyone else is their typical mating call. Because they get worked up so much, occasionally a male wood frog will end up amplexing and grabbing another male wood frog. So what they have is what's called a release call, which tells them, hey, get off of my back. I'm not who you're looking for. If you can hold them just right. Slightly different vibrating kind of call to tell you, that's the wrong guy.
One animal you won't find in a vernal pool is fish, which is good. They would make lunch out of the other animals' eggs. But Julian notes vernal pools and the animals they attract are part of the food chain. As amphibians dine on the invertebrates in the vernal pool, they too become food for other creatures. Susie Yetter is Conservation Projects Coordinator at Clearwater Conservancy, which offers the field trip.
One of the biggest challenges with vernal pools is they are ephemeral. They're temporary. They tend to be very small. People completely overlook them. They don't know that they're there.
That means someone could build on or around one without even realizing it. But even with the development, the frogs and salamanders will want to take the same path. That could mean crossing roads and developments. Yetter says another challenge is that someone having a mosquito problem might blame a wetland or vernal pool and spray it with pesticides or herbicides. But taking out the predators, salamanders and caddisflies, will likely make the problem worse.
They may appear to be these isolated little aquatic islands, but they're very important pieces of the landscape, and it's important to understand how to manage them for habitat, how to keep them connected to one another and to other natural areas in the forest, and to make sure that if you're going to conserve a vernal pool, that you also focus on the upland surrounding that pool.
Nicole Delario of State College was one of the people on the outing. She said the frog chorus stood out.
Oh my gosh, I couldn't believe how it started off as one, and then everyone else joined in. That was amazing to hear that.
While there were plenty of frogs and salamanders at the vernal pool that evening, they don't stay for long. Once they've bred, they return to the woods until next year. In State College, I'm Ann Danahy.